keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A lieutenant is retiring after 32 years with the Barton County Sheriff's Office.
Hired in 92, Padden rose through the ranks from patrol to lieutenant. The Barton County Commission honored him Monday for his service. Sheriff Brian Bellender praised his dedication. At Tuesday's reception, Padden thanked the county, saying he's rich family-wise and grateful for retirement benefits. Before law enforcement, he worked in upholstery and plans to return to it. Padden's legacy leaves a lasting mark on Barton County law enforcement. I'm J.P. Bazant.
In Lawrence, the effort to slash funding across the federal government hit AmeriCorps last week. Members of the United Way of Kaw Valley, Center for Supportive Communities, Ballard Center, and the Boys and Girls Club of Lawrence released a joint response, an explanation of the cuts that have now reached them. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The tariff whiplash continues as President Trump announces a 90-day pause on most tariffs.
The president came on April 9th and said, well, we're going to do a 90-day pause. Right now, we're waiting to see what happens next, but the specific country, the very high tariffs, haven't gone into effect.
Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says there was one significant exception to the pause, China, which actually saw an increase in tariffs.
I think a lot of the countries, whether they had the 10% additional or the much higher levels that are country-specific, will be engaging in discussions with the administration, see what kind of a deal they can work out.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 68. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, slight chance for storms. Lows dip down to about 51. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs will exercise a fifth-year option on contracts of both cornerback Trent McDuffie and defensive end George Karlaftis, sources told ESPN on Tuesday. McDuffie picked 21st overall and Karlaftis picked 30th overall, were first-round selections of the Chiefs in 2022 and now will be under contract through the 2026 season. General Manager Brett Veach, before the 2025 NFL draft, signaled the Chiefs' intent to exercise a fifth-year option on both contracts. McDuffie has started 43 games in the regular season and 10 others in the playoffs and has 8 forced fumbles, 4.5 sacks, 2 interceptions, twice was selected as an All-Pro, first team in 2023 and second team last season. Karlaftis has 24.5 sacks in the regular season and 8 more in the playoffs in his 3 seasons with the team. He tied for the team lead in sacks in 2023 with 10.5 and led the Chiefs last season with 8. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
John Bowden, KD Country 94, Z96.3 Sports. The Kansas State High School Activity Association Executive Board approved the plan to move state basketball to 4 sites to align with the membership's desire to combine championship venues as the association did with football and soccer this school year. The board approved the next step of the plan to move the quarterfinal round to a select group of neutral sites. While sites are not fully finalized, the general premise is to place the higher seeds playing their opening round game closer to home so far as possible. There will be cases when the travel distance for the opponent is too great, so a neutral site in the middle of two schools will be selected. This could include multiple classes playing at the same site. There will be a total of four sites around the state for semifinals and finals. The quarterfinal sites and the semifinal and final sites have not been selected this time. Also approved was the next step for the shot clock. The Kansas State High School Activity Association approved the following for mandatory adoption during the postseason, including 2025-26 postseason, Class 6A, 5A, 4A, mandatory shot clock in the playoffs. In the state championships will be mandatory in 3A and 2A in 2026-27, and in 2027-2028, Class 1A, D1, and Class D2, 1A will see mandatory shot clock in the postseason. The Kansas State High School Activity Association collected data throughout the year from those schools who choose to use the shot clock and sent a survey after the basketball season to every school asking for their opinion on the future of the shot clock. Also in football, the Kansas State High School Activity Association Board of Directors made an adjustment to classification limits to teams eligible to compete in 8-man and 6-player football. For 8-player district football participation, assignments shall be limited to those schools with a maximum enrollment of 110 students in grades 9, 10, 11. And for 6-player district football participation, assignments shall be limited to those schools with a maximum enrollment of 65 students in grades 9, 10, and 11. The change will go into effect for the next football districting cycle. Several area coaches have been announced as retired or stepped away from basketball, football by choice or by board choice, including our boys basketball coach Chris Dries at Plainville, who is now, next year will be the Hayes TMP athletic director. Big news from Norton, where former St. John's Beloit graduate Dave Stover and head basketball coach Doug Gruzink have resigned and will retire from their duties. Former Norton Blue Jay Jordan Wallmeyer standout will be the new head boys basketball coach. Also at Norton in football, Lonnie Melvin is out as football coach. Jeremy Hawks will take over. And at Beloit, Ryan Eilert has retired and stepped down. No head coach or announcement has been made yet on that. Lakeside Drew Dusky at basketball has stepped down by choice. At Rock Hills, Wyatt Flynn has stepped down from football. Pike Valley has named Brett Melby new head football coach, and Brandon Raby was taken out of his position at Smith Center by board choice. No announcement on a new girls basketball coach at Smith Center has been announced. 2 weeks from today, regional baseball will be played at Lucas on May 14th. Beloit is 9-5. They will be joined by Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Ellsworth, Minneapolis, Halstead, Nickerson, Heston, Sylvan, Lucas, and Lincoln for the regional tournament. And in softball on May 19th, Beloit, now 7-6, will be joined by Ellsworth, Lindsberg, Smoky Valley, Lions, Minneapolis, Nickerson, Plainville, Stockton, Russell, Victoria. Their regional starts on May 19th. Baseball and softball will host Lions on Friday at 4 p.m. The Plainville-Stockton softball game with Beloit was postponed from last Friday and has not been made up. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Sports, C96.3 The Lake.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The tariff whiplash continues as President Trump announces a 90-day pause on most tariffs.
The president came on April 9th and said, well, we're going to do a 90-day pause. Right now, we're waiting to see what happens next, but the specific country, the very high tariffs, haven't gone into effect.
Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Government Affairs for Farm Bureau, says there was one significant exception to the pause, China, which actually saw an increase in tariffs.
I think a lot of the countries, whether they had the 10% additional or the much higher levels that are country-specific, will be engaging in discussions with the administration, see what kind of a deal they can work out.
Stay tuned to FB.org for the latest updates, and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.